Joining us now, we have WIOD senior national correspondent Michael Bauer, who you can follow on Twitter at The Bauer Show. Michael, good morning to you. And President Biden, we learned yesterday he's finally going to speak before a joint session of Congress later this month, but it is not technically a State of the Union, correct?
That would be a faux pas. Now, does that mean he won't say the words, the State of the Union? No, he'll probably say those words as well, but it's technically the way that tradition goes in this country. You don't get your State of the Union until you've been president for at least a year. So you've got to have your 1 year mark, and then that following technical joint session of Congress address would be your first State of the Union. So it's happened for the last six presidents, but again, it's a tradition thing that has long been standing here in this country. It's just, we know what it is. We technically probably just refer to it as the State of the Union, but officially not Biden's first State of the Union. That won't be until next year, but it is happening.
You're giving us, he's going to be giving us the State of the Union,
right,
telling us what the State of the Union is, but it's not the State of the Union
address. Without calling it the State of the Union. That's right. Correct. Just calling it a joint session of Congress address. So yeah, it's all pretty wacky and silly, but that's the way tradition breaks this thing down. It's a second tradition like on any other. But we also have the invitation from Nancy Pelosi just came down on Tuesday for him to come and give that speech. So he's going to address Congress April 28th. So it'll be 2 weeks ago yesterday will be the date that he will be addressing Congress, right before his 100th day in office. And he's been asked to share his vision for addressing the challenges and opportunities of this historic moment, blah, 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 how all those things go. We won't know the details yet for sure, because this has been held off on for a while. Now, part of that was because Nancy Pelosi and the president both wanted to wait until after the $1.9 trillion relief bill had passed through Congress. And since that's happened, we're good to go here. But there's also been not just COVID concerns, but there's also been security concerns. You can go back into late February, where according to intelligence revealed in front of the House Appropriations Committee, that same, or at least members of the far-right extremist groups that took part in the insurrection on January 6th were still at the end of February threatening to blow up the U.S. Capitol during President Biden's upcoming State of the Union address. Ha! Little did they know it wouldn't be a State of the Union address. But so maybe they've been thwarted there. I don't know. But at the end of the day here, security is certainly ramping up for all this. Now, what this is going to look like, Ryan, is not like our traditional, even that we've seen in the past couple of years, element of this kind of State of the Union joint session of Congress address. Because of COVID, because of security, you're going to see things look a little bit different. Usually, typically, you see the senators and House members of both parties, as well as the Supreme Court justices, pack the House chamber for the State of the Union and then sit there, applause every couple of seconds. That's not going to happen. You're going to see something different here. You're going to see restrictions in place that will limit how many people are actually going to get access to the speech. You're going to see a limited amount of lawmakers. Only certain lawmakers will be invited, as in going against tradition that we've usually seen happen here, because they want to have social distancing there for COVID-19 distancing protocols. Lawmakers will also be seated in the upstairs visitors gallery. That's not something we usually see. That's something that's usually there for the coveted ticket of being a friend or a guest or a family member. Right. In Washington, D.C., they're going to be up there as well. And the absolute ban right now from any family, friends, or special visitors from any lawmakers. No guests of representatives or senators will be allowed at this particular joint address of Congress. So it's going to look a little different. There's going to be more distance between people for safety's sake, not just on a security level, but also COVID level.
What was interesting about the announcement that came yesterday from Nancy Pelosi, this would take place on April 28th, two things. One, that it's happening very much later than what we would usually expect. And also, it really seems to play in to Biden's 100 days initiative. Right. It's going to take place on Biden's 99th day in office. The White House wanted to time it that way. And Biden really leaning into that 100-day mark in a very FDR-type way.
Yeah, and I think those are a couple of keys here. The number one part of this being the way that the schedule pulled together and trying to get things passed through Congress, that's when they wanted to have that delay and wait. And again, you still have the National Guard around Washington, D.C. You still have the fence and the razor wire up in certain parts. Mm-hmm. So all of that looked a little different after the inauguration anyway. And we're trying to figure out, you know, are they going to remove that? Are they not going to remove that? What are the threats about a State of the Union type address? What's going to happen there? All that stuff, while it was being decided, the delay took longer and longer, right? So now we're 3+ months into Biden's administration, and you've got to make a decision on when you're going to have this. So it seemed logical to be able to have it right before or right at the 100th day on some level. But you're right. Going back to Trump, he was inaugurated, and then that February, he was in giving his address to Congress. Same thing with Obama before him. So this is definitively a longer amount of time. Thankfully, in the Constitution, there's no deadline for a date at which you have to have this kind of an address to Congress at all. There's no timeline for it. It just basically says that at some point in time, the president shall give from time to time Congress information on the State of the Union, not by such and so date.
And it could actually be written. I mean, it could literally be a written note. That's all the president would technically have to do.
It went from Washington and Adams that delivered it in person, and then you went to Thomas Jefferson, who's like, not so much. I'm going to do a written message.
I'm just going to jot a few notes down.
And then that took 100 years before you got the next president again to come in and do anything in person. So yeah, there's a couple of different ways you could go about it.
WIOD senior national correspondent Michael Bauer. You can follow him at The Bauer Show. Michael, thanks so much this morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.